How about your pigs when you want them to come?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can hear that for miles, can't you? And chickens? Oh,
pig, 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 and chicken, 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 chickens.
Uh-huh. And no calls for sheep, I imagine.
Don't know a thing about sheep or goats.
How did you first start your farm here when you first came and the soil was virgin?
Grubbing the briar, cutting the brush and briar, and grubbing the stumps.
What did you call this?
Clearing the land.
Uh-huh. First came here and you cleared it, huh?
Yeah, we had to clear the land.
Uh-huh. Then after this was done, what did you do?
Plowed it. Uh-huh. Cultivated, put a crop and cultivated.
What do you do after you plow? Do you do anything to break the clods?
Well, we'd drag them down with a log in the early days, and with brush, cut a tree down, bush, sapling or something other, and it hitch a horse to it, and drag over the ground and smooth it down, pull out the clods.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between a drag and a harrow?
Drag is made out of log. Well, it's iron drag nowadays, but back them days, while we had a log with a drag and a harrow, we made an hay harrow by putting the two pieces together in V shape and a crossbar for a crossing them A's. See, it come back here like this, and then the A come across here, and hitch up here, nothing to this back end.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Back end would open.
And these just sort of turn the clods out like this,
yeah.
Huh?
And put spikes down through there for the
hairy
teeth.
Uh-huh.
See, then would be a 4x4, hew out a log 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
And bore the holes through it.
Mm-hmm.
And put wooden pegs in for the teeth, horse teeth, and for didn't have the teeth, the horn teeth.
Mm-hmm. Then you could either bust up the clods or wear them out, huh?
Just drag old, smooth it down, and same as a horse will do now.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good, of course, got so many of them teeth nowadays.
Yeah, these disc harrows are pretty good, aren't they? We can get right out and turn it over, break it up.
Oh, yeah.
Get down a ways.
I turn it over and drag a smooth side down, and it would make a drag out of it, too.
Uh-huh. Well, when you plowed, what do you call that part that you dig down in?
Plow shear, nose of the plow.
Yeah, and then that cuts the what?
Point. Cut the soil.
Uh-huh, and throws it out, and the groove
over
that it
and
leaves is the
furrow.
Uh-huh. Gee, they certainly have some deep bottom plows out in the panhandle to cut that soil. Get that wet stuff underneath up on top.
That's subsoil.
Yeah.
They have, nowadays, of course, back them days, I just had an old forking blim with a shovel bull tongue on it. And
it's a good thing the soil was rich, isn't it?
Any way it could with one hole.
Yeah.
Some colored people live right up here.